Well, we're at a facility called H.P. White, which is a facility which for a long time has a tremendous amount of history in terms of ballistics testing and other related products and services. They also have a range facility, which is tactical in nature. So you have individuals from the military, law enforcement background, and other various backgrounds who will come out here to train in a tactical sense.
A real valuable resource here in Harford County.
Tremendous resource in Harford County. The fact of the matter is that in today's day and age, certainly there needs to be some equipping as it relates to the tactical services, whether it be in a faith-based community, a private sector entity, and or academia. And so these folks who have extremely depth-oriented backgrounds in those fields get an opportunity to train to keep their skills sharp.
And something that people would think off their mind, SWAT training for them?
Well, I think most people would understand it as SWAT training, but really it's tactical entry, it's extraction, it's how to handle and train for and ultimately resolve an active shooter situation should one occur. These types of situations can happen in any building anywhere in the world. The good news is we have wonderful, tactically oriented people who train here from military backgrounds, law enforcement backgrounds, and other backgrounds who can help citizens who would ultimately need their services.
So you're talking about people from all over the Baltimore area, the state, and the country?
Really nationally. We work with individuals on a national basis. So, again, it could be in the private sector, nonprofit, faith-based community, academia, anyone who would need security assessment, security policy writing, and training would rely on services of the Falston Group. Additionally, should something happen, we work shoulder to shoulder with those organizations to ensure that we help them prepare for, navigate through, and recover from issues of adversity and crisis.
What about the background of the guys that we're working with out here on the range today?
I'll let them talk more about that, but I can tell you that most of them are military and law enforcement backgrounded folks. They've trained within ranger training, SWAT teams, other special forces backgrounds, and they are the most highly trained, sharp people that I know anywhere in the world.
And this is something that they've worked in their careers and are passing on their knowledge to others.
All of them are professionals, and they have storied careers, very, very well credentialed and recognized careers in tactical training and also, frankly, tactical operation. And so what they're able to do is to come together, continue to train, pass on their knowledge to those of us who have not had that training with hopes of making sure that we're as safe and secure as that we need to be in life.